UFO. Something very interesting has been discovered about our solar system. It may or may not be related to UFOs and aliens. An astronomer has said our solar system might be surrounded by a magnetic tunnel. Apparently, two bright objects, each one on a different end of the solar system, could be one object connected by filaments and forming this tunnel. His theory has been published in the Astrophysical Journal. While the structures were well known for many years, previously astronomers considered these objects separate units. If it is a magnetic tunnel, how did it get there? Is it natural or did some intelligence build it? If it was constructed by intelligent beings, what is the purpose? Could our solar system be on the end of a wormhole? Maybe UFOs use it to travel to Earth. Bill Nelson, who runs NASA, made a startling statement the other week. He was asked what UFOs are and said he didn't know for sure what they were, but went on to say, "We hope it's not an adversary here on Earth that has that kind of technology." He didn't end his statement here, however, and said, "We have had 300 more sightings by pilots since the release of the UFO videos by the Navy." He said he talked to the pilots who saw the UFOs and their radars locked onto the UFOs, and went on to indicate very rapid movement. He said they don't know what these things are, but he seemed to leave the door open to the fact they could be aliens. He also talked about how we got where we are and the fact there are suns in billions of other galaxies and it is so large, he couldn't conceive it, meaning the universe. This last statement seemed to mean the universe has to have more intelligent life than just us. A UFO investigator is claiming he has seen an indication on footage from the International Space Station of a cube-shaped UFO coming out of the water. An article which talks to this was not kind to the investigator, calling a former claim of his eccentric. People seem to love it when celebrities say they have seen UFOs. As a matter of fact, they love it when a headline, any headline about a celebrity is released. When it comes to UFOs, there have been celebrities who have seen them, ranging from presidents to movie stars and athletes. Ronald Reagan chased one in his plane when he was the governor of California. Russell Crowe claims not only did he see a UFO, but he filmed it. Shaquille O'Neal also says he saw a UFO but never mentioned it before because he didn't want to be called crazy. When city UFO sightings are measured, it is by the number of sightings per 100,000 residents. Using this yardstick, Sedona, Arizona has the most sightings in the United States with 1,608 per 100,000 residents. The thing is, Sedona has only 9,680 people living there. Because of this, that is a massive number of sightings. It is not that far from Area 51, only 278 miles, so there could be flyovers from there. It is only 98 miles from Luke Air Force Base. The state of Arizona has 7 military bases, and they are Luke Air Force Base, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Barry M. Goldwater Range Air Force Base, Fort Huachuca Army Base, Yuma Proving Ground Army Base, Camp Navajo Army Base, and Moctezuma Marine Corps Base. A UFO investigator is donating his collection of UFO material to the US government to archive. It makes me wonder if it will be accepted. Somehow, I do not think so. He wants this to happen after he dies. Perhaps MUFON would be a better place to try. MUFON is the Mutual UFO Network, a civilian organization for reporting UFO sightings. Some people say the best UFO sightings have taken place in the Poconos. I don't know if I agree with that, but many in Pennsylvania believe it. A fleet of UFOs was seen over Pocono Pines a couple of years ago. It seems we are seeing more fleets of UFOs lately. I wonder what this could mean. Many assumptions were made about the sighting, and it seems to me many were wrong. Sightings have been going on in the region for countless years. Many sightings took place in the 1950s. It is strange how some areas which seem to many of us not to be of interest to aliens turn out to be. Residents of the town of Neilston, Scotland, had a bit of a scare. Many of them saw a UFO, which was a red triangle floating in the sky. The object appeared in the distance. Neilston is near Glasgow, As would be expected when one of the witnesses put the story on Facebook, many different theories were put forth. The object seemed to have a pyramid-like shape. A second object then appeared. One person even suggested a volcano had erupted and caused the light around the objects. A U.S. reconnaissance plane took a photo of a very strange object. While UFOs seem to come in all sorts of shapes, this is the first time one had the shape of a rubber duck. The photo was taken with a thermal optics system, causing the object to look white. The duck-like object was moving at speeds of about 200 miles per hour when photographed. The object was said to only be about 6 feet long. A man swears he saw a UFO outside of his building. He was sitting on a swing and noticed something in the sky. It was circular without engines or wings. The body was shiny and it had a blue light. He made a video with his phone. The sighting took place in New York State about 5 months ago as of the writing of this article. A former chief in the U.S. Navy was talking about UFOs and apparently thinks they are real because he said the technology is 100 to 1,000 years ahead of ours. I would like to add, it is this far ahead of the technology we know about, not the technology several people who know talked about on their deathbeds. The chief was impressed by the fact the UFOs needed no control surfaces or propulsion we could detect. Also, the speed impressed him. He was talking about the famous Tic Tac UFO. Many investigators now agree the UFO flights are increasing but don't agree on why.